Welcome to Riverfront Stadium in Cincinnati, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Pepe Manguel. Batting second. The left fielder, Jim Dwyer. Batting third. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Larry Biedner. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Mackinnon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dennis Blair. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Dennis Blair. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Pete Rose. Batting second. The right fielder, Ken Griffey. Batting third. The second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting fourth. The catcher, Johnny Bench. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tony Perez. Batting sixth. The left fielder, George Foster. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Cesar Geronimo. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Darryl Chaney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Nolan. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Gary Nolan. And now, play ball. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel hits a fly ball into center field. Geronimo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perez scoops it up and throws to first, with Nolan covering, for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen fields the ball and throws to Blair covering. Safe. Rose moves to second. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rose scores. Griffey moves to second. It's 1-0, Reds. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bench for the out. Griffey moves to third. Morgan moves to second. One out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez takes first base on ball 4. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a fly ball into center field. Manguel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Griffey tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Reds. Cesar Geronimo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geronimo takes first base on ball 4. Morgan moves to third. Perez moves to second. Darryl Chaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chaney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops it up and throws to first, with Blair covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Biedner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biedner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is called out on strikes. One out. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackanin hits a fly ball towards left. Foster catches it and throws to Morgan, who relays to Perez to double up Biedner. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Expos nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Gary Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nolan for the out. One out. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rose hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Griffey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackanin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a pop-up towards first. Perez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dennis Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rose fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 0-for-1 in the game. Manguel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Foster. Manguel reaches second base with a double. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Manguel moves to third. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Dwyer takes first base on ball 4. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rose juggles the ball. That's an error on Rose. Manguel scores. Dwyer moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Reds. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jorgensen is hit by the pitch. Dwyer moves to third. Carter moves to second. Larry Biedner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biedner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Biedner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rose settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Expos 1. The Reds will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Carter fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 0-for-1 in the game. Bench hits a pop-up towards first. Jorgensen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Perez takes first base on ball 4. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Foster takes first base on ball 4. Perez moves to second. Cesar Geronimo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geronimo is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Geronimo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Perez scores. Foster moves to third. It's 3-1, Reds. Darryl Chaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chaney is 0 for 1 in the game. Chaney strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nolan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 0 for 1 in the game. Mackinnon is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 1 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rose picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Rose. Foley moves to second. Jim Little pinch hits for Dennis Blair. Jim Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Expos 1. The Reds will come to bat. Don DeMola now pitching. Gary Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan is 0 for 1 in the game. Nolan strikes out. One out. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Rose hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rose for the out. Two outs. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Griffey takes first base on ball 4. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon misplays the ball. That's an error on Mackinnon. Griffey moves to second. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 0 for 2 in the game. Bench is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Manguel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Dwyer hits a fly ball into center field. Geronimo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Jorgensen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carter moves to third. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Biotner hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Expos 1. The Reds will come to bat. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Perez takes first base on ball 4. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Foster hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Perez moves to second. Cesar Geronimo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geronimo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Geronimo takes first base on ball 4. Perez moves to third. Foster moves to second. Darryl Chaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chaney is 0-for-2 in the game. Chaney takes first base on ball 4. Perez scores. Foster moves to third. Geronimo moves to second. It's 4-1, Reds. Chuck Taylor now pitching. Dan Dreesen pinch hits for Gary Nolan. Dan Dreesen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dreesen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Foster scores. Geronimo scores. Chaney moves to second. It's 6-1, Reds. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Rose hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chaney moves to third. Dreesen moves to second. Fred Sherman now pitching. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Griffey hits a fly ball into left field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Chaney tags and scores. One out. It's 7-1, Reds. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Clay Carroll now pitching. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chaney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 0-for-2 in the game. Mackinnon hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Expos 1. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 0-for-3 in the game. Bench takes first base on ball 4. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bench moves to second. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-0 in the game. With 3 walks. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Foster hits a pop-up towards first. Jorgensen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cesar Geronimo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geronimo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got one RBI. Geronimo hits a line drive towards the mound. Sherman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Fred Sherman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pepe Manguil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguil is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Manguil hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Dwyer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Carter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Expos 1. The Reds will come to bat. Darryl Chaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chaney is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Chaney hits a fly ball into center field. Manguil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clay Carroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carroll hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Rose hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Doug Flynn now playing third base. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Jorgensen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Biotner hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-3 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jorgensen moves to second. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 0-for-3 in the game. Mackinnon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chaney fields it and throws to second for the out. Jorgensen moves to third. Two outs. Bob Bailey pinch hits for Tim Foley. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Morgan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Expos 1. The Reds will come to bat. Pepe Frias now playing shortstop. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Griffey takes first base on ball 4. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon misplays the ball. That's an error on Mackinnon. Griffey moves to third. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Bench hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Griffey scores. Morgan moves to second. It's 8-1, Reds. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-1 in the game. With three walks. Perez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Morgan moves to third. Bench moves to second. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Foster hits a fly ball into right field. Biotner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Morgan tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 9-1, Reds. Cesar Geronimo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geronimo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Geronimo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bench moves to third. Perez moves to second. Darryl Chaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chaney is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Chaney is called out on strikes. Two outs. Clay Carroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carroll is 0-for-1 in the game. Carroll hits a fly ball into center field. Manghul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 9, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Jose Morales pinch hits for Fred Sherman. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chaney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pepe Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Manghul hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Foster throws the ball into Morgan, who tags Manghul, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dwyer for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 9, and Montreal Expos, 1. Goodbye from Riverfront Stadium in Cincinnati.